Hello, everyone, and welcome to FYI. We're here on this fourth Tuesday at KTLV to
Worldwide Studios.
That's right. Say hello to everyone. I am Andrea Conway, and I'm here with my husband, Dr. Jimmy Conway.
Hello, everyone.
And our good friend and what we call the plant-based evangelist, Randy Titone.
I'm here in the flesh, that's for sure.
So if you don't know who we are plant-based OKC. So check us out, right, Randy?
Absolutely. On Facebook or
we're on Facebook website? And Instagram, plantbasedokc.com. And our mission in life is to just go around and preach the plant-based gospel.
That's exactly right.
So we, on a more serious note, we do...
Well, it is serious because gospel means good news.
That's right.
So. It is the good news of plant-based eating. And our mission is to hopefully educate others in what we have come to learn. And I don't want to just say believe because I think the science is out there to back it up. It's not just our belief.
Correct.
That a whole food, plant-based diet is the healthiest way to eat and can prevent and reverse our chronic diseases that most Americans are suffering with today. And that includes everything from heart disease, cancer, autoimmune diseases, diabetes,
hypertension.
Yeah, I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And you know, sometimes I don't even think we can really fathom the fact that we could actually reverse those diseases or prevent them from happening because they're just such a part of our normal life, I guess. There isn't anyone we know that isn't a friend or a family member that isn't on one of the millions of medications out there to treat one of those diseases. And it kind of becomes just a way of life that you don't even think about, and next thing you know, you're on that train. I mean, we definitely talk about how we're thankful, I guess, that we had the transformative moment that we had almost 10 years ago. Coming up in October, it'll be our 10-year plantiversary.
Ooh, I like that word.
Yeah, you like that?
Fancy.
So, 10 years ago, at 53, my husband was told he needed triple bypass. Kind of long
story. Don't tell everybody how old I am.
Long story short here. And rather than opting to have that triple bypass, we decided to change our lifestyle and went completely from eating the standard American diet one day to eating a whole food, no added oil, no added sugar, plant-based diet the next. And I'd say we were pretty much in shock.
Yes, you could say
I was lost because I had no idea how to cook, what to cook, what to do. I felt like I'd never been in a kitchen before, didn't know what to buy at the grocery store.
I remember going to the grocery store right after we made the change, and it would take us 2 hours.
Oh, at least. Because
we had to read everything.
Well, we were still trying to buy a lot of boxed, probably like processed foods, and trying to read the labels and saying, well, is this fit? And nothing fit. And finally figured out, well, because most whole plant foods don't come in packages.
They don't need a label.
They come from the produce aisle and mostly, and maybe some canned beans and canned vegetables or frozen fruit and frozen vegetables, but certainly fresh whole plant foods, beans, grains, legumes, seeds, nuts, all those plentiful things that we eat so much of today. What is so funny over there, Mr. Evangelist?
I thought we were going to start going down the list of greens for a second.
Oh, yeah, we could. I'm not as good as Esselstyn.
I'm not like Esselstyn.
He has it down. He can name like 25 greens with this.
He's got like a little chant.
Chant he does. You're right. You're right.
Maybe we need to memorize that so that can be our plant-based chant.
That's exactly right.
So, again, if we are Plant-Based OKC, and you can find us at plantbasedokc.com. You can find us on Facebook at Plant-Based OKC and Instagram. And on Facebook and Instagram, you know, I post everything that I'm cooking and making and all the recipes because I feel like when we started this, I was at a complete loss. I didn't know what to cook. And and how to make it flavorful and fun, because, you know, I like to cook and we like to eat good food, and so I wanted to do all that stuff, and so I really want to share that information with others about how I can still make good smoky beans without ham hocks or bacon, and I can still make, you know, good banana bread and pumpkin bread and desserts and things without added oil and lard and eggs and butter and all those things that are going to clog our arteries. So it's been a journey for sure, but I want to share that information with others on how to cook that way. And then if you're interested in learning more than just what we are able to get out during these radio shows, you can go to our website and get the dates of when we hold our seminars. And these seminars are free of charge. We always, anything related to our plant-based nutrition projects are always free of charge. That when it comes to our time, sometimes we can't help. You know, we have a meeting at Rococo Restaurant and they would like to get paid for their dinner they serve. So that's not really free, but everything we do from us personally is free. And these seminars that we hold at Community Hospital, they allow us to use the cafeteria there free of charge on Saturdays because they're closed. And these are usually held on a Saturday at noon. They take about 3 hours to get through all the information that we need to share behind the science behind why eating this way can reverse the disease and why eating a standard American diet causes the disease. And so, and I cook a plant-based lunch for these seminars. So if you'd like to sign up for one, you can go to our website and see the dates and send an email for a reservation. We're actually going to be in Shawnee in September, on September 14th. So that information is on the website. And then we'll be back at Community Hospital at Southwest 89th in May in September, October. My gosh.
October 12th.
I can't believe we're like already into
pumpkin spice weather.
Yeah, we're going to be here in pumpkin season soon.
Just around the bends.
I know.
That's exactly right.
Halloween.
So
I think it is essential to distinguish, because now there are several community hospitals.
Yeah,
there's,
I know.
Community Hospital Moore, there's Community Hospital Mustang.
Is ours isn't really Community Hospital anything, is it? It's just Community Hospital.
Correct.
And the address is 3100 Southwest 89th. So 89th and...
between May and Avenue and Interstate 44.
Yeah. I will definitely start making that distinction when I email people, because we've had people get lost when they've come to our last couple seminars with all the community hospitals around. But we would love to have you at that. And then also, as I mentioned, Rococo Restaurant in North Park Mall. We are usually there the first Monday of every month, but I'm going to give a caveat to that. We're not going to be there in September because September is Labor Day and
yep.
We'll be out of town. So, starting back in October, the first Monday of October, we will be at Rococo. You need to call Rococo North Park Mall to get a reservation for that as well. And then a couple events we have coming up on September 7th. There's a free event in Oklahoma City downtown at the Myriad Gardens. It's called the Oklahoma Veg Fest. And there'll be lots of vendors set up with information to get about this way of eating and this lifestyle. And then there'll be a couple of speakers. I'm excited that Dr. Dwayne Schmidt, who is a cardiologist from here in Oklahoma City, is going to be speaking that morning on heart disease. And then my hubby here is going to be speaking in the afternoon. And he has a lot of different topics, so we'll see what topic he picks that day.
It's just whatever comes out.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
So, and then Randy will be there to
shoot ya.
Cheer us on.
I'm going to be there preaching the gospel.
Yep.
Need to get him some pom-poms.
I know.
That's right.
Some green ones.
I'm going to bring some
kale.
Spinach.
Kale pom-poms.
That's exactly right.
And then in September, I'm really excited about this. On September 16th, we are going to be at Tinseltown Movie Theater. Cinemark Tinseltown on MLK.
Yes.
And there's a movie that is coming out called The Game Changers, and it is about plant-based athletes, everything from athletes to bodybuilders to
all gamut of competition.
Yeah, there. I think it was done by James Cameron, who directed the Titanic and Avatar, and he's put this movie together, and I think it's going to be quite the movie to see. So we will actually be at the showing. I think it's only going to be here that one day. Is that right, Randy?
Yes, 7:30
on the 16th.
Now, it's also going to be at AMC Quail, but it's one showing, one night, that's it.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and show up at 7:30 at Cinemark Tinseltown, and that way we're hoping that after the showing of the movie, they'll give us the theater for a little bit to do some Q&A for anyone that's seeing this movie and hearing about this way of eating for the first time and maybe have questions. We'll be there. We'll be hanging out to answer questions. But we're real excited about that. 7:30 on the 16th, and you can go online to buy your tickets or buy them at the door that night. But with that lead in to the movie, plant-based athletes, we have a caller today I'm super excited about. I wish this was more like TV, I guess, or something, because I wish you could see this gentleman who's going to call in. He is a plant-based bodybuilder, and this dude...
And he's got a body.
Oh, my Lord. He's unbelievable. He kind of looks like Randy.
I'm unbelievable.
You are unbelievable.
I'm unbelievable.
Yes, I would agree with that. Yeah.
So, Courtney, we actually took a trip to Dallas last weekend.
I think it was.
Yeah, I think it was last weekend. We went to Dallas, and they showed, they had a little premiere for the movie we're in, for the documentary we're in called Eating You Alive, again, about plant-based nutrition and very well done documentary. All three of us are in it, and so it's just fabulous.
Of course.
But Courtney was, this gentleman that's calling in, was at the premiere with us and did a Q&A session afterward to answer questions about how he's able to build the amount of muscle that he is, that he does have, and without eating any meat. Because, you know, everybody thinks you can't build muscle if you don't have that.
Doing a lot of supplements.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And that's why I thought it was really going to be fun to hear his story and how he came to this way of eating and how he's able to build the massive amount of muscles that he does this way and how he's doing it compared to all of his kind of cohorts out there that are also bodybuilding. And did you check him out on Instagram? I think I sent you his profile.
I don't think you did. Tell me again.
Well, his name is Courtney Young, and his Instagram
handle
is Mr. Extraordinaire. And I'd say he's pretty extraordinary.
Mr. Extraordinaire.
So, I'm super excited to hear him. And, yeah, Mr. and then _
Oh.
Extraordinaire. And he's a pretty cut dude.
All right.
But one of the things that we can talk about with him on the air, or we can talk about it when we get done, but just... the whole idea that we're, you know, in America, we're so obsessed with protein and how much protein, and I've got to get my protein, and can I, you know, even though we go through this whole seminar for 3 hours and talk a lot about how plant-based nutrition provides all the nutrients that you need, and we don't count, you know, grams of protein we get in a day or grams of carbs or all this kind of stuff, inevitably, we always get asked, well, what kind of protein powder can I put in my smoothie in the mornings? And it's, you know, the message I try to reinforce is you don't need the extra protein. There's no reason for us to have all this added supplemental protein. If you make a good smoothie out of lots of spinach and kale and even fruit. You'd be shocked at there's protein in fruit.
There is.
There's protein, carbs, fat, and sugars in every plant food, and you will get plenty of that.
We've really been brainwashed when it comes to protein ever since it was first discovered. It's been this debate about how much protein do we need.
Is our caller on? Okay.
Come on.
Courtney?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're good. I'm so glad we were able to connect today.
Yeah, no problem.
We were just telling our listeners about how extraordinary you were. Mr. Extraordinaire.
Man,
you know, I was just trying to be a little different in the world of bodybuilding. One of the vegan bodybuilders out there.
So I just want to start with, were you vegan first and then got into bodybuilding, or have you always been a bodybuilder?
Well, so I'm usually always in the gym from playing sports, football, soccer, being in drumming, all that stuff, and being active. So I was always in the gym for like the last, I guess you could say, 6 years. And this past year, I just started to do bodybuilding since everyone always asked me and assumed that I had already competed. But I was a vegetarian already for like 3 years. And this last year, while I was training for a bodybuilding show, I became fully vegan. So that really helped me with recovery times, and it was easier to prep my meals and that nature and not be as sluggish. So that kind of really kicked me in full drive, eating 6 meals a day, all vegan, to help me perform for the show.
So how did you figure out, like, that you could do that without, I mean, I guess you were already a vegetarian, so you were already kind of an athlete and doing things and
Yeah, so I had already, I've seen some documentaries, you know, before the flood and what the health and all that stuff. So I kind of knew the facts of what I needed to do to be accommodated. When I first started, obviously it was a struggle. I wasn't eating enough. I wasn't consuming enough calories, and I was kind of struggling a little bit. But as I started to get a little better into knowing my body, I figured out the amount of grams of protein I can get from certain beans and lentils, and then my vegetables. So that kind of helped me get to where I got now. So I'd say maybe like a month or so I played with that, and then I finally got it right, and I've been pretty good so far. So it's been a nice little journey.
I'd say you're doing pretty darn good. Do you feel like you are able to be more competitive now than you were before? Or is it easier?
Definitely. I feel like I'm more competitive, and it's a little bit easier. I mean, once you figure out, you know, your body and what you need, it's a quicker route. So, my recovery time is quicker. I'm not as sluggish, because a lot of guys, they, you know, eat meat and they consume that whey protein. That whey protein, you know, it's hard to digest for your body because there's a lot of milk and that stuff. So it takes your time for your body to consume that. And if you're trying to go work out, you're already going in sluggish, and you have to work out and perform. You're going to have like not as a top performance of a workout. And you see a lot of these athletes now in football who are saying the same things. You know, we're eating these plant-based products. We're having no problems with injuries. We're having faster recovery times. I feel quicker. I feel lighter. And that's the best part of it. You can focus on the actual workout and not have setbacks from the protein you're taking, because it drains you, because it takes, you know, your body consumes energy to consume that food. So I don't have that problem. So I feel like I have a little bit of an advantage over the whey guys who are struggling in the back of the gym.
Well, I think plant-based nutrition is the new legal way to dope, especially if your competitors are omnivores.
Right.
So we talked a little bit when we were there in Dallas last weekend. Dr. Riz mentioned, you know, how the routine is for you guys to bulk up and then they have to cut, like, before a competition.
Right, to lean out before the show. So all your muscles are more defined when the light hits you. So that's typically been the standard for bodybuilding, even for bikini and all that stuff too. So, I mean, I'm already kind of in show prep mode. Only thing I have to do is just cut out my water weight, which is just cardio and cut back on water intake. So it's not as drastic of a transition for me to bulk up. Like, I'm pretty much already in show mode. I just have to lean out. But for the the meat eating industry. They tell you eat, bulk up as big as you can through the wintertime, hibernate, and then come showtime, you know, you try to cut down as fast as possible. And that's a lot of pressure on your body. Mentally and physically, it's very draining when you're eating so much and then you cut back to, like, half a serving of chicken breast and then all that meat. And you're going to drain yourself a lot that way. But for me, I don't have to go through that process. If I need to bulk up, I can do that by eating more carbs, rice, and, you know, and beans of that nature instead of having to go the opposite route, which is a lot easier and very nice for me. So I can get in and out of the gym in under an hour. I like that.
And so you found, obviously, that your recovery is a lot quicker, too. Like, do you feel like you can work out more than the other guys?
Yeah, a lot of the times people will try to work out with me because they see me in the gym. And I usually go twice a day sometimes. So I'm in there when everybody sees me. And then I'll go home and rest, and then maybe, like, later on the night, I'll text some of my guys who are bodybuilding, like, you ready to work out for round two? They're like, no, man, I'm still recovering. I'm still tired. I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go. I'm good to go. I'm feeling recovered, you know, because I don't have enough. I don't have a lot of meat protein in my body to digest. I don't have that problem.
Yeah, so you're not getting sluggish,
Yeah, I don't have that sluggish issue, so I'm usually pretty wired up. And then as far as recovery time with, like, joints and aches, I don't have as many problems as I used to consuming whey and dairy and meat and that nature. So it's night and day. You can definitely tell the quicker the recovery time is a lot faster than it is if you're consuming meat.
Do you find yourself having significantly less delayed onset muscle soreness? That's what hinders a lot of people that work out.
No, I would say muscle soreness, you're going to have it regardless if you're really pushing your limits.
Right.
You can say that it may not be as painful, maybe, doing a plant-based, because you're getting the micronutrients you need for your muscles and your body to recover.
Right.
That's the main kicker. So you can bounce back faster. You're still going to be sore. That's just the nature of the business. You're tearing muscle, and you're making new ones, so you're going to have that pain. But it's not going to be as, I would say, elongated as it is if you're consuming meat, because you're not getting those micronutrients you would get from eating beans and you know, your vegetables and your broccoli and whatnot. So I would say it's a shorter time to recover, all in all.
I remember when I was an athlete in college, we would, you know, when we'd start 2-a-days, the third day was horrible because you're trying to work through that soreness,
right,
and you're adding more muscle breakdown on top of it. So it became...
Yeah, it's always the day after next is when it kicks in. It's like, oh my goodness. But like I said, it's shorter for me because I have all the nutrients I need to kind of rebound quicker. I can go back in there and do my other workout. So
do you take any supplements or any kind of extra added protein that's not in the form of your whole foods?
Yeah, so I try to stick to more whole food based meals. So I typically eat 6 times a day, and I'll cook a spare meal just in case I need it if I'm a little sluggish or whatnot. I do use vegan protein every now and then, typically on the weekend when I'm out and about and I can't get to my meals is only the time I typically will use a supplement like that nature. Other than that, it's just been me and meals and juicing when I can to get some more nutrients in my body and recover. And since I'm eating so many meals, I try to flush my system out as quick as possible so I don't have a lot of protein on your, you know, on your kidneys and liver. That could be a problem too when you're competing. Other than that, I try to keep it as whole food based as possible.
So give me an example of kind of what your meals are that you prep for the day.
So out of my 6 meals, I'm usually eating 1 cup of broccoli and 85 grams of protein. And I typically like to use chickpeas because they're higher in content and protein. So like I can get them in quicker and they're smaller meals so I can digest them faster. Between chickpeas and black beans is typically what I use. So I'll eat that.
Like how many chickpeas do you have to consume? Like do you eat like 3 cans?
Like,
gosh.
The problem with chickpeas, you have to soak them overnight and then you cook them the next day because they're so hard.
Yeah.
You got to get them nice and soft. So I usually do that. But it's usually I do half a cup of chickpeas per meal. So it's not a lot.
Okay.
They're just higher in content, which I like. I could do, if I did the black beans or the red beans, it's like a cup and a half. That's just too many beans to consume.
Yeah, that's a lot.
On a regular basis, it gets it gets, you know, mundane. So I do the chickpeas because it's higher in content, so I'll do that. And then, like, my fifth and sixth meal before and after the gym, I need carbs, so I'll just do a cup or a cup and a half of rice. And I get that's my high point, and that gets me through it. And then for breakfast, a cup of oatmeal, a couple of blueberries in there, and some chai seeds, and I'm off and rolling.
Well, it just cracks me up because, you know, we give these seminars and talk about this way of eating, and we're just talking to, you know, regular people like us. We're not mm-hmm. talking to bodybuilders like you. Mm-hmm. And we constantly get asked the question, well, what kind of protein powder do you recommend, and what can I put in my morning smoothie, you know, for that extra right. protein? And they're not even doing anything but living life.
Yeah, I mean, you'll be fine. You don't have to make it extra. We have to come back and just look at it. The food you're putting in your body is already enough protein to get through it for the most part.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to do rigorous workouts, then maybe you can think about adding an extra meal or protein. But you can always just eat another meal and get right. those whole food nutrients first, opposed to getting a, you know, a supplement. But if you're time crunched, I understand you can do that. It's almost the same thing, but it's cheaper if you eat that right. other meal.
Absolutely.
Opposed to getting a supplement, which is like 35, 40, maybe even 55 now, since, you know, the whole working out situation has increased and making revenue. So it's going to cost you at least $45. That's going to last you maybe 3 weeks if you're taking it every day.
Well, and I just look at those protein powders and I see all the other stuff that's added to them, and the proteins, oh, yeah. you know, come from so many protein isolates and not even mm-hmm. a whole protein, you know.
Exactly. Everything is minimized. I mean, it's quick and easy, but at the same time, you're not getting all the nutrients you need that you could get if you ate another meal that's plant-based and then go work out. So it's kind of a... What do you really want to do? You want to really maximize your gains? Eat that meal. If you're in a time crunch, use your supplement protein and then just kind of work it out that way.
I mean, that doesn't seem like that's a lot of food, does it?
Not for as much as he's got to be burning off.
And as big as he is, I'm like,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, man.
I eat that much food on a daily basis.
For breakfast.
Clearly, we are overeating.
You know, I got to keep my metabolism, so I have to eat small meals so I can keep my metabolism running, so I can look a lot leaner than I would if I was just, you know, doing a regular job or whatnot. So my meals are smaller, but I have to eat them constantly. So it's basically every 2 hours I'm eating.
So do you know who David Carter is in the NFL? Have you heard of him?
Is this the one for the Tennessee Titans?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I've heard he's converted his whole defensive team to plant-based meals, which has been pretty awesome to see.
Yeah, I mean, I just read an article in one of our veg magazines about him a while back, and he kind of said the same thing that you're saying. I mean, he sounded like, to me, he puts his beans and greens in a smoothie mm-hmm. form. That just was easier for him, I guess, when he drank like six of those a day. But it really was just greens and beans and... You know, maybe some fruit and stuff in a smoothie form.
Right.
And
I might have to try that out. That seems a lot easier than chomping down chickpeas.
I would agree. I bet you could drink down a smoothie like that.
I just eat some hummus.
I would love to do so. Yeah, so, and in the weekends, I typically do just smoothies out. Like, I am so tired of eating throughout
sure.
the week. I just do a smoothie on Saturday, Sunday, and juice, and I'm just as content with life. But, yeah, that's a good option, you know, to blend it all up and just chug it down. Because, I mean, it's... When you get down to the nitty-gritty, when you get into your tummy, it's already mush anyway. So
yeah,
that's
right.
not a bad idea.
So right. what about your competitors? Do they ask you questions about what you're doing?
Yes, I get questions all the time. Not even from competitors, but people in the gym. That's why my workouts get delayed, because I'm getting held up answering questions. When people see me and I tell them I'm plant-based, they're like, oh, here's a list of questions I have for you. But I tell them, you know, this is a better option, guys. Like, it's easier on your body. It's easier on your mind and your stomach and your digestion. You recover quicker. Your joints aren't as achy. We're in here lifting this heavy weight. You need these extra micronutrients, which is what really gets us going to recover your soft tissue muscle. That's the first thing that gives out, like, you know, your tendons and stuff like that. And you miss out on those things when you're eating meat. So I kind of give them a little regimen of what I'm doing, and then I kind of slowly get people to come off meat. So I tell them, hey, start with beef first. That's the heaviest. That's the sluggish most. And then cut out chicken and then cut out fish is typically how they typically do it. Then eventually they start to come off and they'll see, oh, yeah, I can go a week without meat. You're eating the same thing you would eat as a normal person. You're just taking that one meat off of your plate and you're
right.
just increasing your carbs or your protein. And it's when you take a step back and you think about it, it's really easy. You just have to come out of the process of making everything, you know, oh, I got to cook this, I have to cook that. It's not that hard. It's really simple if you take out a meat every other meal and then try a week and then try 2 weeks and then soon enough, your body rejects that meat, and then when you if you try to go eat it again, you won't feel so great, and you probably won't do it again.
Right.
Well, and I think you're a good testament to say, well, it can be done. You know, obviously, you mm-hmm. can build muscle without having, you know, added meat in your diet.
Right.
You're not eating anything that, you know, that's so weird or some kind of...
I don't have any magical weirdness or any kind of extra long definition of a word that's added in my protein. I try to keep it as plant-based as possible because it's easier, it's cheaper, and it you get more nutrients in your body so you can recover and do what you need to do. And it's been fun, and I love to help people out and ask me questions. I'm always free to give them little tips and pointers and make them think about it. And they sometimes they do it, sometimes they don't, but I'm always here to be a message and an example.
Okay, do you compete full-time, or do you have a job as well?
Oh, no, I still have a job. I just compete as the hobby.
Because I'm like, between eating and two workouts a day, that doesn't leave a whole lot of...
You know, I'm competing now, so I have to make that sacrifice and get up early at 4 or 5 in the morning and do a little cardio workout.
Wow.
And then after work, I go and work out again, you know, just to... You got to keep it going. But during the day, I eat when I eat my meals, which is pretty normal. I would love to just work out one time a day, but like I said, I have a lot of energy now, so I kind of want to go in twice just to kind of knock it out.
So do you still do cardio in addition to your...
Yeah, I like to do... I don't do a lot of cardio. I probably do like 15 minutes a day, every other day, just to keep my you know, my blood pumping, my heart rate, everything in good condition. Just regular endurance, nothing too crazy.
Have you ever had your blood work done? Do you know kind of...
Yeah, I do it... I try to do it every 6 months where I get my blood work done. Everything's been great. Only other problem I only had was that my kidney levels were high. That's because I had so much protein in my body. So I've been kind of playing with that to kind of keep that low, taper it off. And I told my doctor, you know, I'm a competitor, so that's why I'm consuming a lot of protein. It's probably why I'm putting a lot of pressure on my kidney, which is why I didn't revert on the weekends and try to do just smoothies and juices to kind of help even it out. In my mind, I think that's kind of an option. So that's what I've been trying to do.
Well, plant protein is easier on your kidneys than meat protein because it doesn't have as much ammonia to get rid of.
Correct.
Well, I would imagine your inflammatory markers and all that must be a lot better than your buddies in the gym would be.
Yeah, you know, everything was looking good. All my numbers were great. She was surprised. I was surprised. I was like, yeah, everything's good. You know, I'm on this plant-based diet. I've been doing it rigorously, and I don't add anything additional to it, so all my numbers and markers have been great.
I mean, I don't remember seeing anybody anywhere near as big and defined as him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Frank Medrano, do you know who Frank Medrano is?
I don't think I know Frank Medrano.
You need to check him out. His website is
thefrankmedrano.com.
Okay,
and
I'll look him up.
His big deal is a lot of body work, meaning, you know, pull-ups and...
Mm-hmm. He's one of these guys that can climb a pole horizontally.
Yeah. You know, do the flag and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, he's a beast for sure.
But he's very lean.
He's very lean and defined.
You'll watch his videos, you think it's fake.
Yeah.
Because of the, I mean, he does these one-handed pull-ups that, I watch his videos when I work out because it makes me work out a little harder.
Yeah.
A little motivation? Hey,
that's right.
That. Yeah, well, I would say the difference between body figures is probably the workout regimen.
Right.
Because I'm doing more heavy lifting, and I'm taking, like, so if I do my workout, it's like 5 sets of 15, but when I'm doing my sets, I'm going a little slower to make sure my muscles contract and pull, and then I'm just keeping going. Opposed to doing a regular push-up, which you're doing your maybe just your regular body weight, your body can do that, but it's not going to grow because it's doing its normal pressure weight. So you have to increase it like two times that weight, two times that your squat level, your bench press, and that makes your muscles rip and tear, and they grow a little bit bigger. And if you flood it with all those lovely plant-based nutrients, you'll grow at the same time, too. But, so I would say the difference in his figure and body fitness fillers is the kind of workouts you're doing. You want to do, obviously, heavier weight or you know, make sure you're getting your full range of motions and you're making sure those muscles contract. That way they grow and you can maintain that size.
Yeah, he calls his workout calisthenics because
for the most part,
you know, it's tires and chains and then all this other body weight stuff. But, yeah, he's not building muscle like a bodybuilder builds.
Yeah, he's building lean muscle, but he's also shredding a lot, too. That's a lot of that work he's doing is a lot of calories, so he's burning off a ton of calories on all his movements. So that's going to keep him nice and tight and compact and lean. I'm doing more heavier weight at the same time, so it's going to make me fill up, and I can also be lean in the areas I need to be lean in.
Well, part of it is genetics, too. I mean, I can do the workout you're doing, and I would not bulk up the way you've bulked up.
Gotcha. Yeah, I got thick legs, naturally, so I've been trying to make sure I keep them there.
Are you excited about the Game Changers coming out?
I am very excited. I'm ready to go see this movie.
You need to get all your gym buddies to go watch.
Oh yeah, I've been reposting and posting these the movies everywhere and telling people, hey, you know, come check this movie out. You can see that I am not just making all this stuff up. You can obviously, there's no secret bean. There's no magic pill. You know, you can do these things and save money doing it.
Yeah,
the key I always tell people.
Yeah.
My groceries for the week, you know, I eat a lot of food. My groceries are maybe 45, 40.
Well, I'm impressed. You're cooking your chickpeas. You're not even buying canned chickpeas. Yeah. You're putting everybody to shame here.
I'm doing the full thing, you know. I'm cooking them and I'm boiling everything and making up recipes. I'm not a foodie, so, you know, I do my best, but I try to just go the whole natural route as possible. Get the full experience, I guess you can say.
Do you eat much fruit or avocado, seeds, nuts? That kind, you do all that too?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I grab two apples and I have blueberry. I let my blueberry friends. So I'll buy like 5 or 6 packs of blueberries per day, and I'll just eat them as I go the other day if I get a little hungry. I'm eating all the time, so I'm eating, you know, the chalky food with the chickpeas. I like to have a little fruit in there and kind of balance it out.
Right,
you are cracking me up.
those blueberries do such a wonderful,
they do
magic in your body, especially breaking down muscle like you do.
Right, and they're antioxidants, so it gives me those extra nutrients too. And they taste good, so I like to go through those. You can put them in your hand, and you can, you know, pop them in as you work and go throughout the day.
They're like your candy.
They're my candy today. I don't really have anything else to eat, so I try to keep it as whole food as possible. You can call me the whole food vegan bodybuilder. So, you know, that's what I do. I don't really go ahead.
Well, I like your handle, Mr. Extraordinaire. So we'll just keep it at that.
It's kind of cotton on. I didn't think about it when I made it, but that'll work out.
Well, you are something, and keep up the good work. And we definitely will send people to your page to check you out. And
I do appreciate it.
I do love your story and that you're able to do this on just eating real food. I mean, they're just not caught up with all the supplements and all that stuff. Randy looks like he's wanting to say something.
No, I'm still just cracking up. I'm thinking, man, I wouldn't be soaking those chickpeas for nothing. I've been doing this 7 years, brother. I'm like, I'm out of a can.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Yeah, it does take time soaking them, and they're hard. So I soak them and I put them in the roaster and let them cook a little bit, and I prep everything. But
what's worse than that? I'm thinking I'm just going to eat hummus, and I'm really going to be done.
Yeah, I mean, you can do the hummus too. That's a lot of hummus, but I mean, it's very more flavorful. But the chickpeas have a lot more protein in them per pound, so I use that route. So I to constantly, you know, beans and red beans all the time.
Wow.
We need to get you up here to Oklahoma to one of our seminars or something. People would love to meet you.
Yeah. Let me know. I'm all available to come talk to people and, you know, further help people, you know, convert over to this wonderful life we have.
Okay. Well, I may put you in touch with some of our people from OKC Veg Fest. They might like to have you up and have you give your story a little bit or something.
Or just, you know,
just go stand on the stage.
I'm all for it. You guys just give me a holler now, and I'll definitely reach out.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We loved it. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, Courtney.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
That's incredible. It really is. I mean,
I know.
Two workouts a day, and that
Well,
food, I'm thinking.
The mindset, because that group of people, the bodybuilders especially, have this mindset that they have to have extra protein or they're not going to be able to build muscle. And so to do it primarily, you know, supplement free, I think is incredible, because that's a testament to what real food does.
Well, and it's, you know, again, we think we know better, but we, you know, we always say, look at the ox, look at the, you know, the elephant, look at the gorilla, the animal, the cows, the, you know, the animals that are the biggest and bulkiest and most muscular, and what are they eating?
Grass.
They're eating grass.
I think I'll leave the grass to them.
That's right.
Well, it's fine. I mean, but it's still, it's a plant. That's all they're eating. They're not eating.
Right. They're not eating chickpeas that they soaked overnight. I'm not sure if I'm more impressed over the mussels or that he's soaking those chickpeas.
I think you're more impressed over the soaking.
I think so. I'm like, I've soaked cashews for cashew cheese about 4 times in 7 years. And when I say soak it, I put like boiling water in there
so it'll go really fast.
It expedites it.
Yeah.
And I wait about 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, I don't soak anything. I throw all my beans in an instant pot and I just cook them until they're done.
Yeah.
I don't, I'm not usually quite that organized to have them soak the night before. But clearly, he's very organized, and he's got his routine down,
right,
and he's not going to mess it up.
I'm not sure we've actually had chickpeas that we've soaked.
I don't normally cook chickpeas from dry. When I eat chickpeas, which we eat on a regular basis, I usually use canned. I cook, you know, pinto beans, lima beans, black beans, those things from dry. But I've never, I don't, now, your son, my stepson Jamie, they own Nourished Food Bar in downtown Oklahoma City. If you've never been, I highly recommend it. It's a whole food, plant-based food bar at Robinson and Dine McGee downtown, and Jamie makes hands down the best kale salad I've ever had.
I would second that, even though he is my son.
But they do a lot with chickpeas. They have a chickpea smash sandwich they make. They put chickpeas, roasted chickpeas, in their salads sometimes. And he does all of his chickpeas from dry. He doesn't buy any can.
I wasn't aware of that.
No, he does not buy any can. He cooks everything. He roasts. He has a beet salad. He roasts all of his beets. I mean, everything they do is really, truly from scratch. They make their, they have some seasoned pumpkin seeds they put on their salad. They season, you know, make the seasoning for their pumpkin seeds. And
well, he's really the only place to buy food outside of the home that cooks the way we espouse.
Yes,
which
yes,
is, you know, not a lot of added oil. He basically doesn't add any oil.
Well, and I will say real quick here, because we don't have a lot of time, but we're going to have a booth, as we talked about, at OKC Veg Fest September 7th, an all-day free event for family members to come check everything out. But Nourished will have a booth right next to ours, and they will be selling kale salads and sandwiches and their granola and kale chips and all kinds of goodies. So would love for everybody to come.
So if we don't eat it all first,
yeah,
there's
going to
be some
leftover. I don't know if there will be any leftover.
That's right. All I remember last time is the food places had huge lines and everybody sold out.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll be more prepared. I think they got had a bigger turnout last year than they had anticipated, and
yeah.
I think they now expect a big crowd, and hopefully they'll have more food trucks, and the food trucks they have will have more food, and so hopefully that'll be covered better. But I sure, it'd be great if they could get Courtney to come up for that. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Well, you know, last year they did have some bodybuilders on stage that went through some workouts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it'd be interesting to have him do that.
Yeah, yeah. I'll definitely put them in touch. So, again, we are plant-based OKC, and this is really what we advocate. We just very simple, just eating whole plant foods, not really any supplements, just getting all of our nutrients from the earth. Not literally, like the earth down the street.
I first said, you're talking about dirt?
What were you going to say, Randy?
I was just going to tell people to mark their calendar for some of the stuff that we have going on so they don't forget.
Yes, definitely.
Our seminar. We're not going to have one in September because...
Well, we actually will be in Shawnee.
Yeah. So if people want to come there.
And that information's on our website. I don't remember the address in Shawnee, but...
I know how to get there.
I know how to get there. Yeah. It's like the First Lutheran Church of Shawnee or something.
Something
I don't know.
Like that.
But that's on our website. And that one is at noon on the 14th as well. And then our next one is October 12th.
Correct.
At noon. Again... Dates and a link to sign up are on our website. And then what's the date for the next Rococo at North Park Mall?
Be October 7th.
October 7th. So go, if you want to attend that, call Rococo.
212-4577.
Look at you, knowing
wow.
that number off.
Well, it's been a while.
And then Game Changers on September 16th, the movie. We want to fill up the theater if we can.
Right.
So we really would love for you to join us there and hopefully have some Q&A afterward. We'll probably have some handouts for everybody there as well. 7:30 on the 16th at Tinseltown, Cinemark Tinseltown on Martin Luther King.
And to buy tickets for that, you can go to Fathom Events.
Yeah, I think if you Google Game Changers OKC
or Game Changers Movie
OKC or something like that,
yes.
you'll find the link to buy that. I mean, you can certainly buy them that night at the door, but in case we did have a premiere of our movie there or a documentary there last year and we filled
sold
up.
Out.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We sold out. So just want to make sure that if you want to go, that you're able to get into that.
Absolutely.
I expect that that's going to be
tremendously
well mm-hmm. received because of the breadth of athletes that have been interviewed for this movie and about how it doesn't matter if you're a power lifter or an endurance runner, that this way of eating is best for all athletes.
Mm-hmm.
It's best for all humans, but particularly athletes because of the recovery thing.
Right.
Delayed onset muscle soreness is an inflammatory reaction that is not totally mitigated, but is significantly lessened by avoiding animal protein and saturated fat. And our intake of saturated fat comes with our intake of animal protein. So,
well, there was a little that there's a campaign going on. I've seen it on Facebook and Instagram called Ditch the Dairy.
Oh, yeah.
And they actually had David Carter from the NFL do a little blurb. And he's talking about as soon as he got rid of the dairy, how much lighter he felt. He didn't have all this mucus buildup.
Right, right.
I mean, that can happen from a lot of dairy. And he talked about all the changes he saw by just getting rid of the dairy in his diet. And so I think definitely... I mean, all of us can benefit from that, but certainly athletes, you know, when they just, a lot of people I know that are athletes just really consume a lot of that whey protein.
Well, because, again, that's due to marketing from the dairy lobby, how they bought scientists, basically, essentially, to say that whey protein helps in muscle recovery.
Mm-hmm.
When the science really is, it significantly delays muscle recovery because of all the inflammatory reactions to dairy. And you know, if you just ditched one thing,
mm-hmm.
it would be dairy in all its form would make you even, healthy if you still consumed meat, because of the amount of inflammation that's associated with that dairy. And it doesn't matter if it's whole fat dairy or lean dairy, because it has to do more with the protein.
The amount of protein.
And so fat-free dairy, by definition, has a greater percentage of protein than full fat dairy. So you're probably going to get an even enhanced reaction if you do low-fat dairy.
Right. Well, and I would think even with the whey protein, because that's nothing but the protein portion of the milk.
Yeah, there are two proteins in milk, casein and whey. And so the curdles are the casein, and the milky stuff kind of left over is the whey.
Curds and whey.
That's right. That's right. Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet.
Eating her curds and whey. Now that makes me sad.
She's dead anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. That spider would have killed me.
All right, folks. I think we're going to wrap it up here for today. So check out Mr. Extraordinaire. We were glad to have Mr. Courtney Young, Mr. Extraordinaire from Instagram, on our show. And for sharing his plant-based bodybuilding techniques with us. And then go to our website, plantbasedokc.com, to get all the information we discussed.
Absolutely.
So how else can they track us?
Plantbasedokc.com. And Facebook and Instagram, all at plantbasedokc.
That's it.
All right. Well, as Kathy would say, live life on purpose and with purpose.
Amen.